the way that we ask Hashem to bless all of us, the entire Jewish people, is Ba'ar Panecha, with the light of your countenance. Truth is, this is such a foundational statement because it makes it into Birkas Kohanim. Ya'er Hashem pana v'lecha v'chineka. May Hashem shine His countenance upon you and give you grace. So what is Ba'ar Panecha? Rekeach says, "B'seiv panim yafas," a smile, a divine smile. As the pasuk says in Mishnah, "Ba'ar pnei melechayim." So we want Hashem to smile upon us. But obviously, we have to understand what that means on a deeper level. And to that, again, we go back to the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah, Parshas Kisavo. And the Alter Rebbe explains that Ha'aras Panim is, and he gives a mashal for it, someone that gives his true friend a gift. You give it generously, he gives it generously and of his own volition. And he's smiling as he gives the gift. His face is shining. He's so happy. It's full of light and joy as he gives the gift to someone that he loves. Compare and contrast to someone that gives a gift to someone they don't like. It's as if they're forced to against their will. They give it begrudgingly. There's no smile, there's no shine. There's no radiance. In a situation where you have someone that gives a gift to their friend because they love them and it's all light and happiness and joy, when they meet their friend, who they love and they care about, they desire their friendship and closeness. If such a person would meet their friend after a while, after a long time of not having seen them, they're so happy to be reconnected. They forget all their pain because of the simcha and the pleasure of that connection again. Says the Alter Rebbe, so too when we remember Hashem, who loves us. He's the one that loves us most. He's our true friend. There's a Ha'aras Panim there. You think about how great Hashem is. And you forget yourself in the picture of that. And we forget any pain that we're going through. Because the simcha that we have of the relationship with Hashem dwarfs any challenges that we go through in life. As pasuk says, "Mi'imcha mili b'shamayim imcha lechafatz tibaretz." I have no one else other than you. And therefore, later on, we're going to say, "Kibar panecha nafatzalanu Hashem elokeinu teres chayim avas chesed." We understand that Hashem loves us so much, and that which we ask Hashem, "Barachinu avinu kulanu ke'echad," ba'ar panecha. We want us to feel this sense of Ha'aras Panim. We want to feel it. Of course, it's there. The idea is that we should have this clarity of understanding and appreciating Hashem's love for us. We should feel that warmth. We should feel that desire. We should feel that closeness. It's not always easy. And therefore, it requires a conscious effort. But that conscious effort is so worth it. And actually gives context and meaning to everything we go through in life.